AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my
new series, Parrish.
My character, Gray Parrish, was a getaway driver.
I'm retired from life. You know that.
He's in a world over his head.
Tell me about this driver job.
And he's asked to start to figure things out.
I did what you told me to.
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC Plus.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
From New York City, the only city in America, it's the show that invented news. This is The Daily Show with your hosts, Leslie Jones and Jordan Klepper.
I'm Jordan Klepper, and this is The Daily Show. We worked on that all day.
All day. Mm-hmm. And completely forgot to prepare the rest of the show.
So we are just winging it from here on out. But it's going to be a great show. So let's get into the headlines. I'm loving this.
Begin with a big story out of Washington, D.C. One of the rising young stars of the Republican Party is not rising anymore.
We begin with that shocking turn by embattled New York Congressman George Santos, saying he will not run for re-election. That announcement follows the release of the House Ethics Committee report just hours ago, concluding there is substantial evidence Santos violated federal criminal laws.
This report could potentially change the calculation on Capitol Hill, saying he fraudulently exploited every aspect of his House candidacy for his own personal financial profit.
They say that Santos blatantly stole from his campaign, spending campaign funds, according to this report, on things like Botox, lavish trips to Atlantic City, on OnlyFans, on designer goods. I mean, really, everything under the sun.
What? Our George?
Oh, no, our star volleyball player, George.
Not the man that prevented 9/11.
No. Leslie, I hate to say it, but this man is really making me start to distrust politicians. Leslie, can you believe this?
I can't believe it, but it's true. Santos got caught spending campaign money on Botox and OnlyFans. And this is on top of him stealing credit cards, wire fraud, and identity theft. When he goes to jail and they ask him, what are you in for? He's gonna be like, everything! Get some of the spending. How do you spend money on lavish trips to Atlantic City? Have you been to Atlantic City? A lavish trip there just means that you don't go home with bed bugs. And he's spending money on OnlyFans? I feel sorry for his campaign manager. Mr. Santos, should we buy some more bumper stickers? No! I need this to jack off!
Yeah. I mean, here's what I think. Why is he spending money on Botox? Mm-hmm. He's the youngest member of Congress by 1,000 years, and you don't get Botox. Just stand next to Mitch McConnell.
Exactly! He doesn't need Botox,
no.
But the rest of them old-ass congressmen do. We should at least get Chuck Schumer some more titties. Some new titties.
However many he wants, he gets them. Let's consider the case settled. Moving on to international news. Yesterday, President Biden met with Chinese President Xi Jinping, and it sounds like the results were mixed.
Out of the high-stakes summit between President Biden and China's President Xi.
The leaders of the world's two greatest superpowers had not even spoken in a year. Now lowering the temperature, agreeing, President Biden says, to pick up the phone when the other one calls.
There was another headline out of the meeting that I think a lot of Americans will be happy to hear.
Just a week after Washington's National Zoo said farewell to those three giant pandas in D.C., President Xi overnight teased that China will send more pandas back to the U.S., calling them envoys of friendship.
New fallout this morning from President Biden's meeting with a man he called a dictator.
Well, look, he is. I mean, he's a dictator in the sense that he is a guy who runs a country that is trying
The Chinese foreign ministry quickly responding, calling the remark extremely wrong and irresponsible political manipulation.
Now, I understand why China is mad, but in Biden's defense, dictator is actually the least offensive thing I've heard an 80-year-old man call a Chinese dude. And some people wish Biden was more diplomatic to a guest, but let's be honest. A week from now, everyone in America is going to talk shit about every single person who comes over for Thanksgiving. And if I can call my cousin a pill-popping drama queen, then Biden can call a dictator a dictator. Leslie. Am I wrong about this?
No, you are not wrong about this. But, I sure wish he had the balls to say it to him in person, you know? Mm-hmm. If you're going to call me a bitch, call me a bitch to my face.
I have that on a throw pillow.
Now, what we should be talking about, though, is those pandas. I'm so excited. They're coming back.
Yeah, okay. Yes. Yes. Pandas are exciting, but let's not get distracted by sideshows. The media will pay attention to the little things, not the serious issues. We need to focus on Taiwan, the Uyghurs, climate change.
Yes, of course, of course. Taiwan is very important.
Of course.
But them pandas,
right.
Though.
Yeah.
Them pandas. Did you see the video of the pandas where they roll around in the snow? Oh, my God, so
I mean,
cute.
They are very cute. The snow makes it only cuter. I mean, I get it. But we shouldn't take our eye off the ball.
Ooh, speaking of a ball, did you see the video of them playing with the ball?
I mean, that is adorable. That's adorable,
adorable
because it's like a dog meets a bear, which is a panda.
It's
dog bear playing. It's just like a cute little machine.
That's so cute.
Oh, man. What were we talking about?
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to matter.
Nope.
Let's move on, shall we?
Yes, let's move on. It's been 2 years since the Taliban took over Afghanistan. And if you're wondering how they're running the country, just check this out.
New footage out of Afghanistan shows Taliban security forces patrolling the streets of Kabul on rollerblades. The video, which has gone viral after being uploaded to YouTube, shows soldiers holding onto the side of military vehicles and training on inline skates.
Okay, I wasn't sure before, but now it's official. The Taliban are bad people. God damn, what the hell is going on with the Taliban? Are y'all making another Xanadu movie? And you know what? I can't believe how smooth their roads are. I can't even drive down the FDR without giving my car a hysterectomy. It's just so embarrassing for America that we lost the war to a bunch of dudes that's doing the roll bounce.
You know, although I will say, if we had to fight them again, it's good to know all we'll need is just a handful of loose gravel. And also, it's all you need. It's all you need. I will say this. To be fair to the Taliban, which is a phrase I never thought I'd say, this is not that much weirder than what police officers over here are doing when they're riding horses.
Yeah, that's true. Like, whenever I see a police on a horse, I'm like, how's this gonna work? If he arrests me, do I just jump on the back of the horse?
Yeah. Yeah, or do I have to get my own horse, or does he drag me behind his horse like a Western or something? I don't know. It's weird. The point is, Leslie and I both agree that we're no different than the Taliban. Finally, Let's turn to some music news. One of rap's most beloved stars is finally releasing a new album that takes the genre in a whole new direction.
Outkast's Andre 3000 is releasing his first album in 17 years, but it is not what you might expect. His debut solo album, New Blue Sun, centers around woodwinds. The rapper and songwriter plays flute throughout the album, along with other instrumentalists.
Oh, you know what? This is a beautiful, fascinating experiment in the
No, it is not! I gotta say something, Jordan. This man is one of the greatest rappers of all time.
Okay.
We have been waiting 17 years for this motherfucker to release a new album.
Okay.
And it's all flute? I'm gonna kill somebody!
Okay.
You know the white people are winning. Y'all done turned Andre 3000 into Jethro Tull.
It's a fair point, Leslie, but I'm sorry. I think this is brave.
Yeah, it's brave, because if you play that shit in the hood, you're going to get your ass beat.
Okay. No. You know what? No. No, don't listen to Leslie Andrew 3000. Andre 3000. Although, this is more of an Andrew 3000 project. Artists have to evolve as they age. You can't be rapping into your 50s. There are only so many words that rhyme with sciatica.
I mean, I'm not saying that he can't evolve.
Okay.
I'm not saying that. You don't always have to stay in your lane. But try not to drive completely off the road into a damn flute store.
No. I think it's great. He's reaching a new audience.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
You know, a rapper released an instrumental album, and finally, I can understand the lyrics.
What? Man, you crazy. A flute can only go so hard. It's not like somebody saying, yo, be quiet, be quiet. The flute is about to come on. That's my shit.
A flute can still slap.
Slap.
Right, say. Yeah, say,
slap.
A flute can slap.
Slap.
A flute can slap.
Oh, my God.
A flute can slap. Personally, I can't wait for that moment when a Tesla pulls up next to me blasting this album at a moderate volume, you know. All treble, no bass.
Sweet. No!
Yeah.
No, Andre! No! Do not listen to him. And you know what? You owe me an apology right now. And you know what that apology should sound like? Sorry, Miss Leslie. Ooh, I am for real.
Never meant to make a Leslie cry. I apologize for playing the flute.
That's
sorry,
right.
Miss Leslie.
When we come back, we'll find out if New Yorkers can be nice.
Never
so
meant
go
to make a Leslie cry. I apologize for playing the flute. Sorry, Miss Leslie.
Ooh.
I am for real.
Morning Show. The holidays are coming soon, which means it's time to open up our hearts, even for people who don't deserve it. So I hit the streets to find out if New Yorkers can get into the holiday spirit. All right, I'm out here on the streets, and we're gonna see if people can reach down into their heart and soul for the holidays and say something nice. I gotta remember to say something nice. It's Thanksgiving time. It's time to, you know, do nice things for people, you know, goodwill to men, you know, all that shit. So there's gotta be something you can say nice about Mike Pence.
Oh, man. This fit, maybe? This
it's fit?
Yeah,
it's fit?
Not really, but I'm trying here.
You don't have to worry about him your girl.
You do not.
Or any girl.
Because
I mean, unless her name is Mother.
My girl would not be into him. No.
You say that so hard, and then you never know. Pence slide up to your girl and be like, don't believe what these hoes be saying. We got to say something nice. So yes. What nice do you have to say about this man?
Let's see. He looks like he can tie a nice tie.
He can tie a nice tie? On. That actually is.
It's a nice. I would.
He is pretty clean. Damn, Kim Jong. What can you give me about Putin?
Okay. Well, he shaves his chest.
He shaves his chest.
So I got to give him the nice skin.
Nice skin.
Let me look at the photo.
It's Thanksgiving. Good.
He's an animal lover.
Oh, that's so good.
He's
right?
Comfortable. He's
comfortable in his own skin.
Body positivity.
Dude, you are killing it right now. What can you say nice about this man?
He's rich.
Okay.
I mean, that's. I will say he's intelligent. Like, he's smart.
He's smart. Nope.
Says who?
He's done a lot, right? It's like technology and stuff.
That man's lost
business money. We all make mistakes.
I'm sure he has good ideas, but.
Yeah, exactly.
Doesn't do them. I don't know.
Okay. I don't know.
See, David said nice thing and then take him back.
Exactly, immediately.
All right. Now, do you know who this is?
Oh, yes, I know that lady.
Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Republican.
Oh, she more than a damn. Okay, no. We gotta be nice.
Oh, I don't know.
We gotta be nice. What can you say about this woman that is nice?
Oh, she seems to love her country.
I'll take it. That's right there. That's on the line, but I will take it. This is the season for love. We gotta say nice things about people. Amy and Jeff. What can you say nice about this woman?
Oh, boy.
Come on, dig down. It's Thanksgiving. It's Christmas.
Nice teeth.
Nice teeth?
Teeth. Oh. Or maybe the feet, too.
Jesus Christ. Wait a minute. Teeth. She has nice teeth.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. She could be in a Barbie movie,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Exactly. Definitely could be in a Barbie movie,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Or a zoo, yeah.
Yeah.
David, I don't know who that is. Positive. It's the holiday.
I don't know who that is.
You don't know who it is?
I have no clue who that is.
We're going to...
Who is that?
It's Ivanka Trump.
Oh.
Okay. Well, she's pretty. I would say she's pretty.
Listen.
Her hair is nice.
Her hair is nice. Thank you, David. That's take what we can take from David. The bangs ain't good, though. Oh. Reach deep down like he does into the budget to send people to where they're not supposed to be sent.
He is one of God's children.
He is one of God's children.
That is a beautiful thing.
I'm gonna disagree with you on that. I don't think God created this piece of shit. Okay, no. God, I'm trying. I'm trying so hard with this mother.
Thank you, Leslie. When we come back, Taika Waititi will be stopping by.
Tonight is an actor and an Oscar-winning filmmaker whose new movie is called Next Goal Wins. Yes! Please welcome Taika Waititi!
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that three-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit Leesa.com/iHeart. That's Leesa.com/iHeart.
Yes, he is very silly. Yes, boo. Just so
this
damn cute.
This is let me take them in. This is let me absorb their energy and their souls.
So damn sexy.
I'm ready now. I have fed. I'm ready.
Tell me about this new movie, Next Goal Win. Tell me about it.
I'll tell you about it. It's the true story of the worst soccer team in the world. And this really happened. American Samoa had a team, and in the history of the country, they had never won a game or scored a goal. They still hold the record for the biggest international loss, and that was against Australia, and that was 31-0.
Wow.
So they didn't let that deter them. They got a new coach, played by Michael Fassbender. He came in, turned them around, and, you know, they kind of gave each other a little something, and, you know, they both gained something from that relationship. And it's just like an uplifting story. Rare these days, you know, where nothing bad happens to anyone, and it's just a beautiful, uplifting story about an underdog sports team.
Yes, and I know it's good. Oh my goodness! Tell me how you pick projects, because you are funny. You know, people don't know this about Tyka is that he's very funny. He has a great sense of humor, and most of his projects are really funny. Like, what makes you pick the projects? What is your aim when you're doing that?
I have to. Most of it is like, I want to go to work and know that that I'm going to have a good time and that I'm going to enjoy my day. And, you know, because, like, I'm a filmmaker and we get to go and do these projects and people still haven't figured out it's not a real job.
Yeah.
You know? Like, what we get to do, yeah, I mean, we should. It's like, I'm amazed that they let us still do this stuff. You know, yeah. We get to go to work, put makeup on, dress up in these things. These aren't even my clothes, you know. I'm going to do these things. I'm going to give these back after this, you know. And then they go pretend all day. And then we go home and that. But a lot of the times in these industries, people are like bitching and moaning about, like, oh, my coffee wasn't hot enough. And
yeah, all
this,
yeah.
You know, it's like, man, like, just
that's
chill out.
Way.
This
that's
is a good.
The
so the whole film's about just chilling out, you know, reminding people what we've got is pretty good.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow. So
I'm also taking this free cup. I'm gonna take it. You know, I got this. This will be mine too. Listen. Oh, you guys think we're all big wigs? We're rolling in it. We get what we can get. We take what we can get, right?
We'll have a whole bunch of cups for you, baby. I'll give you a bag and everything. Tell me, now you know I'm going to bring it up. Our flag means death.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Spanish Jackie.
So, do you know what beast you was creating when you made me Spanish Jackie? Do you know the trouble you started in my house? Can't nobody talk to me now. I want 20 husbands. I have a sword. I have a gang of outfits. You know, the princess. Yeah. So what was you thinking when you created my outfit?
You know what? It's just we need powerful people on screen like that. You know, that show is so inclusive. And, you know, everyone's represented. And it's, it's like Spot the Hetero Spot the heterosexual character in that show, which is beautiful. It's a great thing to have. Also, you know, we just need more shows that are different and feel like that. You know, I mean, I don't know if you've seen all the amazing fan art, which is basically just...
So good.
It's just... There are some incredible soft porn artists out there.
Seriously.
I think people getting my face. I found one. My head as Blackbeard tattooed on the body of a dog.
But you're such a good Blackbeard. Oh my God. I would watch the show even if I wasn't on it. That's how good that show is.
Yeah, me
it
too.
Is
me too.
So good. I love the relationship of Blackbeard. It's one of my favorite things on the show because it shows such like vulnerability and love and like a tough man finding his feelings. I think it's so important to show that on screen. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That tough men are supposed to have feelings too. It's like the way you found your way to love and everything. I love everything about it.
I think, well, you know, when you look at human beings in general, when people, you know, when tough guys say things like, you know, never let anyone get too close, you know, never fall in love, that's because they have a tendency to let people get too close and want to get close and are suckers for love.
Yeah. And
people who say,
love.
I can't get too close means that they love getting close to people.
Yeah. 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 That's something I learned about you.
Yeah.
That's something I learned about you. When I first came around, I was like, he's just a big old softy, and he just loves love.
I know you wouldn't think it. Just a big old love lover.
Well, okay, including me, you had some serious cameos come on there. Minnie Driver, Bronson Pinjolt.
Yep.
Is that how you say his name?
Yeah, Balky.
It's Balky.
Yep.
Will Arnett, Fred Armisen.
Yes.
Do you get them to come? I mean,
it's like I would like to think it's just me, but I think that whatever the popularity of the show was and like how people got to see some of the stuff that we'd made in the first season, I think that just was, you know, testament to the good job we were doing and people wanted to sign on to that. And, you know, I think comedians follow comedians and, like, you know, we're all friends and it's a lot easier for us to get each other, to convince each other. We're also massive extroverts. That's like...
Yes!
It's not that hard to get people to be in your show.
Yes. Now, I'm pretty sure you get this question all the time, but I'm going to ask it because you know I'm crazy. Do you know you're fine as hell? One of those guys in high school that don't know that they're cute.
Oh, I know. And I knew back then too. So the thing is, you know, I don't know if you get like, you know, some of you will get this when you walk past a shiny surface like a reflection and you catch a glimpse of yourself and you're like,
nice.
Who's that? What's he doing?
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep experts. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus 2 free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
Why is he looking at me like that? I'm not going to say no.
Well, people, Next Goal Wins is in the theaters now everywhere on November the 17th. We're going to take a break. Thank you, Tyka, for coming out. Tonight and my time as a guest host. But if you want to know more about what's going on with my upcoming tour dates or grab my book, Leslie Jones, check out the link below. And stay tuned next week when the Daily Show team takes over the desk. Now, thank you so much for having me this week.
Explore more shows from the Daily Show podcast universe by searching The Daily Show wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.